Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
We asked Danen about special teams and what he's seeing. And of course, as he said, Jack Cochran definitely has a target on his back right now. He's been holding far too much, or at least caught holding far too much. And the special teams on the return game is kind of interesting. They're in kick returns, they're 25th in kick return yards. Punt wise, 8.5 yards per punt return. Nico Armijo is 38th in return yards. And that's, if you're wondering, the same reaction I had. It's 38 because there's some teams that have had multiple returners. That's why it's not out of 32. It seems like there's a penalty on every kickoff is the frustration. And we've kind of had this philosophy on punt returns, which is usually, hey, just secure the catch, please. Get the ball to Patrick Mahomes. This offense can roll. And that's kind of how I'm at on the punt returns. Kick returns, of course, is a little different game now with the dynamic kickoff return. You just, against Buffalo, for example, on Sunday, you can't afford to have a return and then a big holding call. All of a sudden, while this offense, we all agree, is playing well, you can't be consistently starting though on your own 10 because of a kickoff return penalty.
Sure. I don't want to leave Harrison Butker out of this conversation. He's got to be a part of it, because the truth is, the offense is top five in the NFL. The defense is top five in the NFL. Points per game wise, they are humming along in both categories. The special teams unit has been the weakest link of this team by a pretty considerable margin. One is Jack Cochran doesn't know how to not hold. He did get an interception at the end of the game in garbage time. Kudos to him. Mm-hmm. But Remigio's not exactly killing it in the return game either. Now, I understand some of this is like when things are getting called back in holding. They're 25th in return yards. They're 8.5 yards per punt return. That's 38th is what Remigio ranks amongst guys, as you had mentioned. And the issue is that, and it hasn't been a problem the last 2 weeks because he hasn't had to do it, Butker has been a huge problem this year in which he kept missing points and extra points and kicks. He still ranks in the bottom third of extra points and field goals made.
I hope the break here the last couple of weeks has helped him reset.
Maybe he's okay.
But I don't know if this is our sarcastic text or serious. Someone says, Butker's been damn good for the last 3 or 4 games. He hasn't kicked in 2 games, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
That doesn't mean he hasn't been good, though. Like, I think that there's...
If you're going to say, he's been damn good the last... That's acting like he's been making 50-yard field goals. He hasn't made the mistakes, which
exactly,
is great.
Which I think I guess I can...
Drew, I got to be honest. Saying he's been damn good the last 4 weeks when he's only kicked 2 field goals is like saying, you know, he's been damn good, you know, like, Wanya Morris has been damn good. He's like, he hasn't been on the field. What do you mean? He hasn't even been available to screw it up.
I think those are two totally different things.
He's kicked 2 field goals. 2. They're both inside of 40 yards.
I like it that for his own mental side of the game, there hasn't been mistakes.
Agreed.
And so hopefully that has allowed him to reset. But we don't need to act like he's just fixed all his problems. He hadn't been kicking any field goals, really.
I think he's,
I like that there hasn't been the missed extra points. No question. No question about that.
To be clear, both kicks were between 30 and 39 yards. So they were chip shots. And again, I think Gold's right.
He's been what you expect him to be.
He's not kicking the ball out of bounds anymore. He's been awesome.
I'll be honest. I will say, it's still good. Like, I think that they babied him in the week before when they went for a couple. Like, I think that there was like that 56-yarder before that sometimes Andy would go for. And maybe it's just the more aggressiveness thing. It's fine. I don't think it's bad that he's making his kicks. But I'm not going to just be like, problem solved, because I've seen him kick 2 kicks in the last 4 weeks that were 36 and 33 yards long. I'm not going to get like carried away and be like, problem solved. He has made 7 of his 8. He's made He's had 16 extra point attempts during the time and only missed one. Also good. He still ranks third to last in extra point percentage this year and like 25th in field goal percentage this year. So do I want him to like continue this path? Yeah, of course. But he's making all of extra points. His kickoffs aren't going out of bounds. For the two times he's been asked to make a kick, he's making it. But I think we can all still agree the special teams as a whole, and that includes Butker and includes the kick returns and it includes the punt returns, has been a weak area this year. For the very few weak areas I would say this team has, the special teams are something we have to watch over the next month, month and a half, 2 months to make sure that no problems arise. That's all. Yeah, I just didn't want to make it seem like Butker's been crushing it. Like he's just
But if he missed, if he missed one of those kicks, you guys would be burying him to the depths of the earth, it feels like. But the fact that he's doing his job, he's doing his job. Like, I don't know
and
what
that's
you consider
And that's why I said
he's doing his job.
And that's why I said, Drew, it's good he hasn't been making mistakes. I was pointing out someone saying, all caps, he's been damn good, guys. What are you talking? Again, there's a difference between saying, no, he's been, oh my gosh.
He's been as good as you expect him to be, which is the best kicker in the NFL because he hasn't missed anything. What you expect.
Drew, part of his job is kickoffs, okay? No out of bounds the last couple weeks. Great.
Correct.
Part of his job is extra points the last 3 weeks. Hasn't missed any. Great.
Correct.
Part of his job is also... Oh, he's missed one. Part of his job is also making field goals, right? And not nobody's judging him by if he can make 30-yard field goals, Drew.
But I think that...
So he's done... Right. Like I guess there's this balance of, yeah, you can say we're complaining. I'm just saying... So you're... I guess let me just ask you this. You're now at the point... You're good to go. You're not worried at all anymore.
I didn't say I'm not worried because the life of a kicker, I think you should be, you should always be worried. If one kicker misses one kick, it's not the world is over because he missed a 40-yard. If I don't know who the most accurate kicker is. If he shanks a kick and hits it off the post from 35 yards, it doesn't mean the world's over
no,
for that
kicker. No, nobody's saying Harrison Butker is not allowed to.
That's where we're at with Harrison, where if he makes one mistake, it's get rid of him. It is, he's the worst kicker. It's, I'm going to bring up the numbers of him being the worst in the league.
Because he was. Yeah, because he was.
I understand that, but him making it...
He's allowed to miss a kick still. Nobody's saying that. But also,
are we sure?
Yes, I am sure.
Like
he's allowed to miss a kick, Drew, because he's now been playing better. But also, if over the next 5 weeks he misses three field goals, you're damn right it's going to be a topic again.
I just feel like he's on the brink, and I don't know if it's just the reaction to him missing kicks, but it feels like people are on the brink of if he misses one single solitary kick... I can't do it anymore. Where if he's making them, then, well, that's what he's supposed to do, and we're not...
That's fine. Look,
it feels like
the game
it's a bury him if he's bad and say nothing if he's good situation.
Yeah, again, people are misunderstanding. Text line, you can't be down on him if he hasn't had the opportunity. Once again...
We're not down on
said
him.
Said he's doing his job now, and you guys want us to throw... almost cursed. A parade, okay? So that is... That's where we're at on it. And, yeah, the reality is, and it's funny, for those... It's mixed bag on the text line. For those that are texting in saying you're fine, I'll just say, let's all be honest with ourselves, and I hope it doesn't come down to this, but on Sunday, if he has to make a 51-yard field goal and misses, plenty of you will be absolutely acting like nothing is or not acting like everything is just fine either. And so, Drew, that is what you're describing is what it is like to be. You're saying it's not fair. That's the life of a kicker. If you miss three field goals in a game, people are going to be critical. If you don't, people are going to say, "Hey, nice work," but nobody's throwing a parade for you. That's
the
life of a kicker.
I also think
he was the worst kicker in football the first 6 weeks. You're acting like he missed one kick and we said he sucks.
I've pointed out, and I think that this is why when we started bringing up Butker, it wasn't just about this year. It's that if you looked at a four-year average, he was a below-average kicker on average over the 4 years. And Golden Knight talked about at that time, the thing that he gets to put his feather in his cap is he was a below-average regular season kicker over the last 4 years. He's an all-timer in the playoffs, and I'm not trying to take that away
from
him.
And ultimately, that's how he will be judged today, right?
But he is 20.
Or this year. Yeah. If he goes and he makes kicks in the playoffs, and then nobody's going to give a damn what happens in regular season. We also have said that before.
I'm just saying I don't know if the problems are solved. Like, when we're talking special teams problems, I'm saying that could still be a problem. I'm not saying it is, but it could still be a problem. He's still 24th in field goal percentage, third to worst in extra point percentage. So I'd like to see him make more than 235-yard kicks before I determine... Problem solved. That's all.
Yeah, we'll move on from the kicking. But again,
the Cochran and the other part's an issue too.
Yeah, we'll move on from the kick. I'll say again, people picking and choosing what they want to hear. Someone says, you guys praise Kelce for turning his season around. How come you can't praise Butker? Again, not listening to the conversation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
they
it.
Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.